Philippians chapter 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Yeshua the Messiah, to all the saints in the Messiah, Yeshua which are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all making request with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Yeshua the Messiah. Even as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defence and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the inward affection of Yeshua the Messiah. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offence till the day of the Messiah, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Yeshua the Messiah, to the glory and praise of God. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in the Messiah are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, becoming confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach the Messiah even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preaches the Messiah of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defence of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretence or in truth, the Messiah is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Yeshua the Messiah, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also, the Messiah shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is the Messiah, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labour, yet what I shall choose I know not. For I am in a bind between two, having a desire to depart and to be with the Messiah, which is far better. Nevertheless, to continue in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Yeshua the Messiah for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of the Messiah, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For to you it is given in the behalf of the Messiah not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. Philippians chapter 2. If there is therefore any consolation in the Messiah, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any inward affections and mercies, fulfil you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in the Messiah, Yeshua, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Yeshua the Messiah is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of the Messiah, that I have not run in vain, neither laboured in vain. Yes, and if I am offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Yeshua to send Timotheus shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Yeshua the Messiah's. But you know the proof of him, that, as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labour and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that you had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick near unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of the Messiah he was near unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in the Messiah Yeshua, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh I more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the congregation, touching the righteousness which is in the law blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for the Messiah. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of the Messiah Yeshua my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win the Messiah, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of the Messiah, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable to his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of the Messiah, Yeshua. sure. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in the Messiah Yeshua. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of the Messiah, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our commonwealth is in heaven, from where also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eudeus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat you also, true yoke fellow, help those women which laboured with me in the gospel, with Clement also and with other my fellow labourers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through the Messiah Yeshua. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through the Messiah which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no congregation communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by the Messiah Yeshua. Now to God and our Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in the Messiah Yeshua. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, be with you all. Amen. To the Philippians, written from Rome by Epaphroditus.